The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
If you're interested in new product innovation, you'll find this segment of the Small Biz Brain most interesting. Toucan Global is a company that's working to revolutionize the way we communicate with a product called the Snap Communicator. The system allows people to communicate very spontaneously with just the press of a button. No phone call, email, or chat required. The technology to do this combines internet connectivity with small retro-looking mini phone-like appliance that you plug into your computer via the USB port. Then you set up a simple software platform and go. Joining us on the line right now from San Francisco is John Willenborg. He's the product manager for Toucan Global. Good morning, John.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us on The Brain. Now, how did you personally first get involved with the development of this product, the Snap Communicator?
Well, you know, it was actually kind of born out of a necessity that my father and I had. I was living and working on the East Coast at the time, and he was out here in San Francisco. And we felt like we needed an easier, faster way to communicate with kind of less hassle and less expense of using, long distance and regular phone lines. And from there, we just kind of created the Snap Communicator, which is kind of like an instant global intercom.
Right, right. Now, your dad, Jim, is recognized as a communications pioneer. Tell us a little bit about some of the work he's done in his career.
Oh, wow. He started out, in software and computers from an early age, and one of his first jobs was in sales, selling phones, and then he started a company with CXC and went from there and did a lot of phone platforms, and this is just kind of an evolution of where communication is going with VoIP and internet, and I mean, this is where everything's going to be in the next few years.
The initial idea for this, would you say it was the result of, I mean, I understand it was something you guys needed, but how did you determine that there was really going to be a market for this?
I think the best way to think of it, and the best way that I describe it to people is calling on a telephone has been the same for pretty much since Alexander Graham Bell.
That's right.
And now what we're looking at is we wanted to kind of make almost a TiVo situation for calling. Sure, old video recorders that used to blink the 12 o'clock at you, they recorded shows just fine, but you had to go in and set them up and define the time and so on. But now with TiVo, you hit one button and you're recording. And we felt like that's what needs to happen in the business arena with calling. You talk to the same person 10, 15 times, and you don't want to have to dial their number or their extension. You should just be able to hit a button and start communicating.
Yeah, and hence the name Snap, and just this really low-friction way to do it without having to think about where are they located, what's the address, and redundant tasks. I think you've removed all of that, haven't you?
Yeah, we wanted to make it casual as well as there's something about being on a phone call, and maybe it's because we all grew up paying phone bills and so on, that you feel limited and that you have to get something done instantly and then get off the phone call.
Right.
But with the Snap Communicator, you can connect with someone, and because it's free worldwide, you can have an office in the East Coast or China and just turn it on, and you can work throughout the workday going back and forth with a partner for hours.
Technically, is this really voice over IP? I mean, is that what's going on here when you use the Snap?
Absolutely. We're compressing everything into voice packets and shipping it out over the internet.
All right, so it's really kind of a re-up. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's very similar as far as in technical terms to other stuff that's out there. That really, the real difference is in the user interface.
Did you do market research before you actually started producing the units?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can't go into any company without knowing who your market is and whether or not people are going to be interested in the product.
Sure.
Ours mainly consisted of kind of looking at the market. Is there a need? Is this something, medium to small business can use every day? Will it make them more productive? And then, more importantly, we did a fair amount of surveying of, business associates that we had and just normal people and seeing what they looked for in communication.
We're visiting with John Willenborg. He's the product manager with Toucan Global. They're the innovators of Snap Communicator, and that's www.snapcommunicator.com, just like it sounds. What was the cycle from innovation or the aha moment to do this to the present? How long did it take to develop this as a business?
Well, as as developing any product, it always takes far longer than you think it's going to. It was, for a lot of the people working here, it was kind of our first hardware product, which is kind of a new beast compared to software because there's lead times and it requires far more cash than most businesses. So that was all very new to us. But the amazing thing is with the globalization of design these days, you know, you can get stuff designed and built vastly more cheaply than you could years ago, just being limited by, you know, geography. So for us, it was surprisingly fast. I think from, you know, concept to having something on someone's desk was I think it was 6 months or something like that. Wow. And we had a working unit, which was it was really impressive to everybody here.
Did you have a specific target or set of target market populations in mind when you started? And if so, did that change over the course of developing this?
Well, I think we work with what we know. And for us, it's kind of medium to small business. We know that they care about their bottom line. So obviously the cost savings are going to be involved in their decision to purchase any phone or any kind of system they work with. So being free, we knew that would be important, as well as, you know, efficiency. And efficiency doesn't limit us by the size of the company by any means, but we just saw that, you know, medium to small businesses are really on the forefront of adopting new products and innovation. You know, trying to get into, you know, a big Fortune 500 company takes so long and there's so many processes involved. They're not necessarily our target market.
There's so many entrepreneurs out there, particularly with layoffs and just sort of the shift to the further into this information or emerging economy that we're dealing with now.
Even more so, kind of an added benefit that I shouldn't call it a benefit. I mean, it's been a benefit to us, but right. Not necessarily to the average consumer.
Sure.
Is that, I mean, with gas prices the way that they are, a lot of people are doing telecommuting. It doesn't make sense to drive into the office, you know, every single day.
Absolutely.
Being things the way they are. So with this device now, you know, the great thing is a lot of people have said, I can do a lot more work from home just flipping this on and talking to, you know, anyone I need to talk to throughout the day. And one of our big advancements coming out in our next product called the Collaborator is a show my screen function, where it's going to be even better for telecommuters because you can be sitting there, you know, at your desk talking to someone and you can push a single button and you can ship your screen to that other person and allow them. It's kind of like an instant WebEx or live meeting.
Yeah, exactly. You're combining what you've done with the voice comm thing, a little bit of hardware, and a really what I found to be a very transparent setup, real easy to get started. You know, it took 5 minutes. It was really a no-brainer. The computer instantly recognized the new hardware. I mean, there were no issues with the USB part of the equation or any of those things. So I was very impressed with that. I also found that I was impressed with the software itself. Just looks smart, and it wasn't too much, you know. It was just what is needed to do this function, and I love that.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we come from lives where we're far too busy and have too much to do, so with something like this, we worked and spent a lot of time trying to make it as simple as possible, because anyone that's ever designed a product knows the simpler and more efficient it is, the more time and complex it was to design.
Oh, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the business model, because I noticed that you're selling the unit and then offering the service or the hours on the phone, if you will, free. What was behind those kinds of choices for you as a business model?
Well, I mean, for us, primarily we're a hardware company, and what we, you know, we're thinking and what we have seen is that with these units, you know, we can give away two units at cost or even in a promotional like a free event, and there's eight other buttons on that unit that need to be filled. And when people know and love and use the Snap every day, now they've got a lot more people that they're going to, you know, want to buy the Snap for. So the virality of the product really was important to us, as well as we have a feature that allows us to call phone lines. So Snap-to-Snap calling is and always will be free. You can talk to any of their Snap anywhere in the world without cost. But then we also have an option that allows you to deliver a call to an actual phone from your Snap.
Oh.
And similar to, you know, other internet phone systems that people may have used, and that obviously has some cost involved because those are real minutes that that we get billed for.
Sure, sure.
So there's a revenue source there as well.
Interesting. I noticed also that you're really thinking about this in terms of building a community, which seems to make sense, but I just wanted to get under the hood of that thinking a little bit and this might be leading towards. What does the future look like in terms of the company and how you're building this this network out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important. You know, we live in such a crazy, complex world that the nice thing about the Snap is it can bring a little bit of comfort and closeness with the people you talk to most. I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to describe not having used the Snap, but it really makes you feel kind of more involved or with the person you're talking to than a telephone. And what causes that, I don't know. Maybe it's that you know how close the person is by just hitting a button, but it really does feel inclusive, and it does form kind of a sense of community.
It's funny. It does feel like an intercom system, and I think maybe that's the piece of it. As humans, we're used to just pressing a button and talking to someone in the next room. And there is a sense that they're right there in the next room. The response is so immediate, and there they are. And not hearing dial tones and other sort of layers of connective technologies before they pick up, it's just interesting to see that at work.
Yeah, it does. It feels closer, and it's funny because I've been able to, you know, call Hong Kong my whole life, but for some reason, when I reach out and I see someone's name there next to a button and I push it down, and all of a sudden, you know, 2 seconds after I thought about it, I'm speaking to someone who's sitting in Hong Kong, and it's clear as day. And, I mean, it's just, there's some kind of little wow moment there.
Absolutely. I couldn't let you go without asking a little bit about the apprentice experience. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and what that was about. And for those that don't know, we're visiting with John Willenborg. He was on The Apprentice. I guess it was The Apprentice 2 on NBC. Tell us a little bit about what that was all about.
Yeah, it was years ago. It's a can of worms at this point. But it was a great experience. It was I was just out of school, and you know, feeling confident and wanting to figure out what I wanted to do. Was it a job that I wasn't terribly happy with? And I had seen the show and known and loved it. So I thought, you know, hey, I can do this, and went out there, threw my name in the hat, and had some amazing experiences, got to meet some amazing people, and look at Donald Trump's hair and try to figure out what on earth is going on with it. But it was fun. It was
Experience. At first hand, I'm sure it looks different live than it does over the television. You know, it doesn't pixelate just quite as nicely as it does live, I'm sure. John, thanks so much. This is great. The product is Snap Communicator, or the Snap Communicator. The website is www.snapcommunicator.com. John Willenborg has been our guest. He's the product manager with Toucan Global. We wish you the best. We'll be following this story as this innovation rolls out into the market, and we wish you the best with it.
Well, David, thanks so much for having us, and who knows, maybe I'll add you to your Snap. We can chat all the time.
Absolutely. It's coming that way. All right, we'll follow you. We'll do this again soon. Thanks, John.
Thanks so much. Small Biz America. The
Brain. This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com. Small Biz America.